This is another segment of Leader to Leader, where we teach some of the most rich stories about one leader teaching another leader.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only and only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. This is going to be a quick episode, one part of the Leader to Leader series, where I try and put together some stories and share them about one leader teaching another leader. This may be one general authority to another general authority, or simple stories of one bishop learning from his stake president. And I think they are inspiring. And as you go through your week, I just want to share these, and hopefully they inspire you to continue leading. And hopefully you learn the principle out of these that is so rich. And I always appreciate these stories. So in this story is from the biography of Harold B. Lee, which was written by his son-in-law, Brent Goetz. And we've actually had Brent Goetz's son on the podcast before. If you want to look up that episode, it's quite interesting. But this episode is a great story that Elder Lee learned from Elder Callis, who was a member of the Quorum of the Twelve, as they were reorganizing a stake. So listen in. Elder Charles A. Callis had presided over the Southern States Mission for over 25 years prior to his being called to the Council of the Twelve, and was virtually sainted in the hearts of the church members living there. The assignment to create the first stake of the church in the South had been long contemplated in 1946, but was reserved for Elder Callis to perform when his failing health permitted him to travel. At the beginning of 1947, Elder Harold B. Lee was assigned to accompany this mighty apostle, and on January 11th, the Lees departed for Jacksonville, Florida. Elder Callis arrived in Florida a day ahead of the Lees to clear up a personal matter with a dear friend. Once this was taken care of, Elder Callis told Elder Lee, his junior companion, that he was willing to leave the details of organizing the stake in his hands. In the course of the interviews, however, some difference of opinion arose concerning whether Orlando and some of the other mission branches should be included in the new stake. Differing from Elder Lee and some of the local priesthood leaders, Elder Callis was insisting that Orlando, Florida ought to be included. 11 years later, Elder Lee used this experience to teach an important characteristic of prayer to seminary teachers of the church. He recalled, "When Mission President Heber Leeks and President Dauberly from the Orlando, Florida branch and I all disagreed, it worried President Callis. That was always a rather serious situation to me, too, to not be in agreement with Brother Callis. He was a man of strong, vigorous, and powerful thinking. He said finally, 'I will have to sleep on this.' With that statement, he dismissed me. The next morning, he called me into his room, and as he pulled his chair close alongside mine, he said to me with an impressiveness which I shall never forget, 'Last night I talked with God, and he has given me to understand that you are right and I am wrong.'" You can hear other stories like this by going to leadinglds.com and searching Leader to Leader. And if you have a story that you found or in your personal life that would fit in well with this concept of leader to leader, please email me by going to leadinglds.org and going to the contact page there. As always, visit leadinglds.com/help to figure out ways to continue the progress of Leading LDS. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.